we don't spend a lot of time worrying about Twitter because, as I've said from the very beginning, Twitter's a ghost town. I think you even said on your business show about a month ago that it's a house of cards.
Like the proletarian, tolerates conditions because he has nothing with which to compare his way of life. Efficiency, even military efficiency, is no longer needed. Nothing is efficient except the thought police.
The swine, the filthy swine.
Big brother.
But the dire reality is the pandemic is not over.
Well, you watched the debate, probably. You know how it all played out. We will show you some very funny memes and clips leading up to and after the debate. Also catch a few clips for reminders and just what was needed to ensure the haters of Trump would need to flip sides, right? They played it on the Communist News Network. We have this, some big reactions that lead us to believe that they're going to replace him. We already know that. We have this and some amazing clips from Tucker and his amazing Q&A time, I believe, in Australia, and Laura Logan was on a streaming show, and she did a phenomenal job talking about our fight into everything that we're doing for our country and more. So stick around. You don't want to miss it. Here we go.
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. It started minutes into the debate, and it continues right now. It involves party strategists. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people down the party in the ticket. And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Other of the conversations are about, should prominent Democrats go public with that call? Because they feel this debate was so terrible. They do say in moments in the debate later, the president got better and got his footing. But then at the end, even his closing statement was a little halting. The contrast between the two candidates.
What do you catch with this clip right after the debate? Remember, they said they're going to cut to this crew right after it was done. And the first thing that pops up would be this guy stating there are conversations happening about this debate. Should they choose somebody else? It's interesting. You can have conversations, you know, for what, 30 seconds after the debate, post-debate, and all of a sudden you get that in your earpiece and you're able to share that with the entire world immediately following the debate. What that tells me is they pre-staged all of this. Yes, I know they say that this guy, Joe, whoever he is, went to some place, Camp David, to prepare for this amazing debate. And they prepped everybody for the greatest takedown of President Trump in a debate ever with this coherent, wonderful, active, physical specimen they call Joe. But I think it was more of, let's prep the mainstream media, the CIA agents in the media, so that following this debate, we can get the ball rolling with our replacement. Insurrection Barbie showed us this. Biden chose the moderators. He chose the network. He chose the format. No audience. No interruptions. No press. A full week to prepare at Camp David. Two of the most pro-Biden and anti-Trump moderators you could hope for. And this is the best that Trojan dementia communist could deliver. Never want to hear about how he got 81 million votes again. This is the tricks the devil plays on all of us, right? They are being exposed for what they would really do if we weren't in control. They would really play these games of replacement so that they can ensure that they get the right person in, because they always cheat to win. However, we've got our cards put together perfectly. June 27th, 2019, we were told, for God and country, patriots fight. That fighting is continuing day in and day out as we have been trying to wake up the world to all that's been playing out in front of us with these unelected officials, because the real numbers are popping in. President Trump, as the debate was going, the live data updated every minute from predicted, has President Trump in red growing and growing while Biden continues to die with popularity. They put that in front of you because they're going to probably replace him. So, of course, they had to throw out there that President Trump, you know, he's a convicted felon, and Trump really masterfully came back at him and said, the real felon would be you and your son. You for telling the Ukraine, hey, you're not going to get the $1 billion. You're not getting the $1 billion until you get rid of the prosecutor that's after my son. You, Joe, who's got all types of criminal behavior and making deals with China that you've been doing for decades, and now you've been caught. He's the perfect person, folks, that was put in front of all of us to expose not only him, not just his family, but to expose the entire Democratic Party.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon.
As all this plays out, you guys know we have the shirts. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. We have them in different colors at andweknow.com. You can check that out. Find them, wear them, and you'll be more excited than ever because this is growing more and more every day. So part of that prep work with all the post-debate moderators, the folks coming together to talk, we had another big clip. Here you go.
If anybody in America thinks that that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden, I'm living in a parallel universe. That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement. The biggest issue for Democrats is abortion, and he couldn't give an answer. He gave an answer, he couldn't even give a coherent answer on the biggest issue for Democrats tonight. I've heard from leading Democrats across the United States, elected governors, congressmen, who are texting me and saying, I'm worried I'm going to lose if Joe Biden's at the top of the ticket. Bob Casey, I promise you tonight, in the state of Pennsylvania, is thrown up in his mouth because he knows that if he's got to stand next to Joe Biden, he's going down in Pennsylvania. If he's on the ticket, I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any other way to slice it.
This guy did a good job for his acting. Not only does Biden affect the Democrats winning the presidential, they are going to lose around the country. There's no way that they can stand next to Biden and win. Oh, they're just putting out there just how bad things could get because they're setting up, in my opinion, the way it's going to all play out. So, of course, the debate spin room continued.
Just in this moment, he's at a watch party. They're cheering 4 more years. He's speaking. What I'm curious about, okay, is does he know how bad this was at this moment? He walked out to his aides. Does he know? And you can hear him a little bit on the mic.
If he doesn't know, that's more alarming than anything.
Did you catch that? He had all the questions. Let me just play one more time right here, this part.
He's at a watch party. They're cheering 4 more years. He's speaking. What I'm curious about, okay, is does he know how bad this was?
Does he know how bad this was? Probably doesn't. Some other clips you probably didn't see, and I'd like to find these and get them out to you, would be the welcome that President Trump received going into Atlanta. Check this out. That's right. As he's getting off of Trump Force One, he's greeted by hundreds, if not thousands, of people welcoming him to the, you know, debate. Didn't see clips like this for Biden. I did see clips where he was trying to get some food afterwards, and he was having a hard time just speaking to folks. Well, President Trump continued his drive through Atlanta and watched the welcome party for him on the bridge there. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Look at that big signs. Trump 2024. Trump won. Trump save America. And more. So good. So anyway, we're going to play this clip from the particular debate. Here we go.
We're trying to justify his presidency. His presidency, he's without question the worst president, the worst presidency in the history of our country. We shouldn't be having a debate about it. There's nothing to do.
We shouldn't have a debate about it. There's nothing to debate. He's the worst in history. So check this out.
He goes through 6 days of preparation at Camp David.
More than that.
And they know the rules.
It was more than a week.
Okay, more than a week. They know the rules. He practices with the mics. He knows every one of these questions is coming.
He knows every one of these questions is coming. She just admitted. She just admit that he had all the answers, the questions and the answers, and he still couldn't figure out how to answer them?
And yet he couldn't fill the time. Now, that I just want to, let's see what the White House is saying. Sources close to the White House are saying he had a cold, wasn't feeling well. I mean, as you would expect, that came out early on in the debate. But what accounts for someone with so much experience doing so much preparation, and this being the outcome?
Honestly, I think the question answers itself. He wasn't capable of doing any better than he did.
Oh, he had a cold. Crooked Joe Biden said terrorists are not coming across the border. Breaking news on June 25th, DHS identifies 400 migrants brought to the U.S. by ISIS-affiliated Human Smuggling Network. That's right. So everything that you hear on the debate, the lies that were told by Biden, Biden trying to, of course, get angry, look at President Trump, yell at him, and say that he was a liar, played out perfectly for us to see. I mean, folks, this debate, if you really think about it, it was good that the microphones were turned off. It was good that we saw Biden actually turn and constantly look at Trump with anger and with this furious behavior and this name-calling, right? He was even referencing President Trump's weight, making fun of his weight. He was making fun of his, golf game? And you didn't hear that, remember, from Trump. President Trump held his character together. He was able to ensure that everyone knew exactly how he would answer. He had quick answers. He was able to not only answer the questions of the folks, you know, at the debate, but he would say, hold on a second, before I answer that question, and then he would go back and get his rebuttal back against Joe. Brilliant. And then Joe would get upset. You could see it in his face, so they'd flip that camera off. And it was played out perfectly for all to see. Talk about character.
Joe Biden wants to talk about character. So let's talk about it. What kind of character do you have when your open borders policies lead to tragic, wholly preventable deaths of innocent Americans? What kind of character do you have when you apologize for calling a murderer who shouldn't be in the country illegal, but don't apologize to the family of the woman he murdered? What kind of character do you have when you're willing to turn America's children into prey for violent illegals that you refuse to deport? What kind of character do you have when you see all of these heinous crimes and refuse to stop it? Joe Biden wants to talk about character. So let's keep talking about it.
And that, of course, was wonderfully put together, retruthed by President Trump, about character and what Joe Biden has done under his influence, under his push. These people have been hurt. We've all been damaged in some way, form, or another. Haven't we? When we head to the supermarket and we grab our food and we walk around and we hope that some of the products that we're putting into the cart and we're wheeling up to the cash register, although expensive, it's getting harder and harder to feed our families every day. We see and we wonder what in the world is going into our bodies. Who's going to protect us? Who's going to go out there and make sure that we've got the right things that are going into our lives, into our refrigerators, and then we cook them and hope that they play out perfectly for better health for all of us? So especially when you walk in and you see the ground beef. It's time to say goodbye to that store-bought ground beef. Unlike the watery, bland ground beef often treated with carbon monoxide using modified atmosphere packaging and made from byproducts of thousands of cows, Parker Pastures has high-quality ground beef. You can go to the description box below and get you this ground beef today. It's amazing. They're 100% grass-fed and grass-finished. This beef comes exclusively from cattle that have grazed diverse pastures throughout their entire lives. There's no grains, no antibiotics, no growth hormones, just beef the way God intended on grass, so you can feed your family the highest quality beef without fear or what's in it. It's nutrient dense. Parker Pastures has the cattle graze on a diverse menu of nutrient-rich plants, resulting in meat that's a powerhouse of essential nutrients, from omega-3 fatty acids to all of these vitamins A and E and B and more. And they have a 90 out of 10 lean ratio. That's right. From hearty burgers to savory meatballs and flavorful tacos, their 90 to 10 lean ratio ground beef is a versatile ingredient, caters to various recipes. So why don't you go in the description box below, place your order now, and prepare to savor the difference with Parker Pastures with every mouth-watering bite. You don't want to miss it. Check it out today. So, folks, I got a kick out of this one. Thought you'd want to see it. Debate prep for Joe Biden. Now the debate's done, but I just thought this was hilarious, and we need some humor.
Okay, Joe, last one. We've been here for a week. You got this. All right, number one, the deuce, convicted felon. Say Trump's a convicted felon. Over.
Every
over.
Answer. Convicted all of them. Felon. All right.
Russia, bad. Russia's real bad.
Real bad.
Who win?
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah.
Ukraine, good. Zelensky, more money. Billions to Ukraine.
More money.
All right, our border is secure. What is he talking about? Well, wide open border. What are you, nuts? Aliens are cool. LGBTQAI+. We love the gays.
Can't
Joseph.
Get enough
we
of love them. The gays. You're gay. I'm gay. You're gay.
We're all gay. All right, the economy. Hey, Joe, focus. Focus, all right? Shiny thing.
Remember the plus. Girl.
Yeah, Roe v. Wade. Abortions. Have them. Everybody have them. Wait, Joe, wake up. Hey, wake up. Joseph. Don't fall asleep.
It's the number one on the list.
Give me the adrenaline.
More?
Yes, we need more. This guy's a freaking passing out old.
All right, Joe, wake up.
Adrenaline shot is ready, and boom. There we go. Daddy likey, huh? Daddy likey, huh? All right, Joe, focus. Continue. All right. Don't talk incest. You didn't shower with your daughter at an inappropriate
you
age.
You were conserving water
yeah,
from the environment.
You're going green, okay? Don't slip and fall. Do not slow your words. And listen, if Hunter comes up, he's amazing, all
he's
right?
The smartest man
you know. And do not say the N-word, Joseph.
We're live. We can't cut it.
I know
this
you
time,
love it. And right? Guess what? If you don't say the N-word, you get a little treat.
Double stuff
Oreo cookie. Last but not least, do not insult Israel. Don't you dare.
You love the Jews. You
love
can't get
the
enough.
Jews. I think we're good. What's that smell?
It looks like someone pooped their pants.
Joseph!
Oh, that was hilarious. I needed that, folks, going into the weekend. Who else needs that? Other things I need are these posts by Dan Scavino Jr. He happened to post a clip, Rock History, at 3:42 p.m., giving us the 3:42 that we need to look into. You're learning. Future proves past. Not everything can be stated. Hard day at work. Welcome back. The end is near. We're getting closer. I think we're getting closer to all this playing out. President Trump even put out, my son Don is absolutely no fear, not even a vicious rattlesnake. And if you see Don, he's holding this snake. The snakes in America will be caught. We're at the end of this. We definitely have terrorists here now. The deep state FBI are warning us too. We won't be doing any bus tours as a family. Be vigilant, patriots. We have snakes in every branch of our government. Timber, The globalist system is exposed to patriots around the world. Deltas and patterns are richer now than they've ever been. That's right, the deltas. That would be these Q drops that seemingly fall perfect with their timestamps and so much more. It's hard to deny that any of this is a coincidence anymore as it plays out for all of us.
Hey, what happened? He was so bad with Afghanistan. It was such a horrible embarrassment, most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, that when Putin watched that and he saw the incompetence, that he should have fired those generals like I fired the one that you mentioned. And so he's got no love lost, but he should have fired those generals. No general got fired for the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, Afghanistan, where we left billions of dollars of equipment behind. We lost 13 beautiful soldiers, and 38 soldiers were obliterated. And by the way, we left people behind, too. We left American citizens behind. When Putin saw that, he said, you know what? I think we're going to go in and maybe take my... This was his dream. I talked to him about it, his dream. The difference is he never would have invaded Ukraine. Never. Just like Israel would have never been invaded.
So all this playing out with crooked Joe Biden looking around as if he's listening to something in his ear. That's how you basically look around. You think, well, he looks like he's lost. No, somebody's speaking to him in his earpiece. I'll show you that in a moment. But during this debate, Biden claimed that no U.S. troops died under his administration, despite 13 service members who were killed in Afghanistan by a bombing at the Kabul airport in 2021. That's right. How did this play out in such a way that he was able to play these lies out and people were paying attention, right? They're listening. Everything that this guy talked about, Biden, somehow had him confused. I think the confusion came from stuff like this.
Oh, it's my responsibility. I was responsible for this because I offered her 10.
Did you see that? He's reaching up and he's touching his ear, not scratching his ear, touching his ear as if he's trying to adjust the earpiece that's probably placed in the inner core of his ear. You guys know they probably have technology nowadays that they can use where you won't even notice that they're wearing these. That's right. So each time that we've played out these scenarios for you to see these lies, he's been caught over and over again with them. As a matter of fact, he talked about the Border Patrol. Border Patrol put out a statement saying, to be clear, we've never have and never will endorse Biden.
We significantly increased the number of asylum officers. By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed me. Endorsed my position. In addition to that, we found ourselves in a situation where when he was president, he was taking
So they came out immediately to make sure that everybody knew. No, we did not endorse him. That's right. So then another one here that for the masses to remember.
And I'll tell you something. I wish he was a great president because I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be at one of my many places, enjoying myself. I wouldn't be under indictment because I wouldn't have been his political opponent, because he indicted me because I was his opponent. I wish he was a great president. I would rather have that. I wouldn't be here. I don't mind being here. But the only reason I'm here is he's so bad as a president that I'm going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again. We're a failing nation right now. We're a seriously failing nation. And we're a failing nation because of him. His policies are so bad.
So, of course, you watch again. Watch his eyes on the right, Biden. And you can see him looking down and kind of staring off. That's what you do when you've got something in your ear and somebody's talking to you and you're just kind of listening in. Of course, he is a terrible person. And he, as this played out, it's almost as if he wanted people to know what he's been up to.
Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that. But here's the deal: there's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous, and they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
So you hear that, talking about rape from in-laws and stuff. It just sickening. What was he trying to get at? And I found it interesting if you heard this part at the end. Watch.
Across state lines.
Thank you.
Thank you. That happened about five or six times where Biden would start rambling and the Communist News Network would come in and say thank you really loud to cut him off, and they'd turn his mic off and go to the next question. Did you guys catch that? So I've dealt with politicians all my life. Check this out.
So I've dealt with politicians all my life. I've been on this side of the equation for the last 8 years. I've never seen anybody lie like this guy. He lies. I've never seen it. He can look you in the face. So about so many other things, too. And we mentioned the laptop. We mentioned Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Everything he does is a lie. It's misinformation and disinformation. The losers and suckers story that he made up is a total lie on the military. It's a disgrace.
So the liar, ensuring that everybody knows, even though Biden kept trying to call President Trump a liar, President Trump was able to basically say it's all been debunked. So when people start looking it up, all these different things that this Biden character would point out, President Trump was able to tell the world they've been debunked. He's able to share the lies of Biden. Well, President Trump posted this song from Jimmy Failla. It's a song parody. Check this out.
I got my education for real in the black church.
I got raised in the black church.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community.
I had a close relationship with the Greek community.
I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
Y'all think I'm kidding.
White House girls send Biden to bed early.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Because he's really old and he's senile.
I taught at the University of Pennsylvania for 4 years.
He makes up so much crap, the country's worried.
Okay, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
He's lying like it's going out of style.
I have the great honor of being arrested on the streets of Soweto.
You can't hide Joe Biden's lie.
I am a hard coal miner.
For a while.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Thought by now they'd realize.
I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school.
There ain't no way to hide Joe Biden's lies.
You have my word.
I give you my word.
I give you my word.
I guarantee you, give you my word as a Biden. I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden.
I give you my word as a Biden.
But it's just a bunch of lies.
That was really good. Way to go, Jimmy Failla. If you guys want to catch these clips, you know, I put them below the video. Just go below the video, and I try to put all of the links to everything that I'm sharing with you. So you can share this with the public on your social media side. Okay, so I think it's just important for all of this. Biden had a very tough time explaining why he's hemorrhaging support for black Americans also.
What do you say to black voters who are disappointed that you haven't made more progress?
They acknowledge they made a lot of progress, number one. The fact of the matter is there's more small black businesses that have been started than any time in history. Number two, the wages of black unemployment is the lowest level it's been in a long, long time. Number three, we're finally providing housing for black Americans and dealing with the segregation that exists among these corporate rations that collude to keep people out of their houses. And in addition to that, we find that the impact of on the choice.
Struggling. If there's an actor playing this guy, they're doing a great job making him look miserable and losing his mind so they can have him replaced. If you don't know what I'm talking about this replacement thought, I'm going to show you this right here as it's playing out. Change of batter coming. Remember, we had that from 4014. Why was she saved from officially announcing? Who was she? Would that be Hillary, who they're going to introduce? Would it be Big Mike coming in? Why was she reserved for a last-minute change? How do you attempt to sneak one in, someone in? You can just make it look like this guy just doesn't have his senses together. You get the mainstream media to back you up and get the public on your side to say, yeah, we need somebody else for the Democrat Party. And then they sneak him in. And then you have a national vote by mail to ensure a victory. Well, how are they going to do that? Well, I'm going to share that with you in a little bit, because they're probably putting together another plandemic, and it's been exposed by the Russians. Oh, yeah. Out of all places. We're going to show you that. And, of course, you had this guy, Nicholas Kristof, saying he wants Joe Biden to withdraw from the race. He's a New York Times columnist. You know, New York Times, my goodness. He said, I wish Biden would reflect on his debate performance and then announce his decision to withdraw from the race, throw in the choice to, you know, the nominee to the convention. Somebody like Whitmer or Brown or Raimondo could still jump and beat Trump. And, of course, the CNN guys.
And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention. And there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden. And it's personally painful for a lot of people. It's not just panic. It's pain of what we saw tonight.
Not just panic. It's pain.
What are officials who hold office in the Democratic Party saying tonight about President Biden's performance?
There are at least some House Democrats who were gathered tonight watching this together talking to the White House about having him step down. That's how bad it was in their view.
CBS News. You see, folks? You see how they all joined together in there, part of this whole scenario to put it in the minds of the people that, yeah, we need to step down. Then when you get together with those people that can't stand Trump and they say, I'm just going to vote for Biden anyway, you know, those folks that you have down the road or people that you might even see at work and what have you, they're going to come, hey, you know, I think they need to replace him. I know folks like that. I used to work in a government office where about 90% of the people that I worked with back in those days couldn't stand President Trump. They wanted Hillary in so bad. They wanted her in so bad. And so those would be the ones that I would think about that are walking around the office because they've been given their talking points because they watch these news networks and they worship them and they come back with their, hey, my preacher said, their preacher would be the news anchors. These ones with the suits and the ties and the dresses and nice lights with the nice studios. My preacher said, not preacher, but my news source said that Biden's just not the right one and we have time to put somebody else in. So we're all talking amongst each other about who we want. If you want more like this, folks, andweknow.com is where you can go. We've got a great website that will provide you all of the resources that you need to find out more about these things that we talk about in our podcast. So I'm going to take you to the site. You can go to contact, send us a message. We have our partners page. We have all of our videos listed here when you scroll down. You can catch all of our merch. If you forget where our site is, you just go to andweknow.com, click on our merch there. You can become a fellowship member, subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll be able to send you an update when we put out these videos and more. We also have the patriotlight.com, a news source like a Drudge Report for conservatives. We put that together for you. All of our podcasts, if you want to listen in. And if you forgot, you know, who our partners were, those that help out, we've got the EMF Protection, Parker Pastures, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Dr. Shockley, Immune Support. And also you've got up above, you've got, of course, Dr. Kirk Elliott, andweknow.com/gold. And it's all of our social medias on there also for you to follow. And also, you don't have to worry because our merch is updated for you. We've got a lot of gear for you, especially the 4th of July gear. If you're looking for that, you can go to shop.andweknow.com, pick up the gear, and you'll have folks walk up to you and say, hey, I happen to listen to that show too. Man, what a great time that you'll have in fellowship together. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. And folks, welcome back. We just wanted to show you the Tractor Supply Company. Remember, they were exposed on our show and many other folks putting out through social media where they were fully supporting the, you know, Pride Month and DEI goals and all that stuff. Well, we won. They put out a statement June 27th, 2024. They said, for more than 85 years, Tractor Supply has been focused on one thing, serving life out there. Every day, 50,000 team members take care of our customers like family. We deeply value our relationship with our customers and the communities we call home. Is that right? Huh. We're passionate about being good neighbors in our hometowns because without you, we would not be where we are. No, without us, you wouldn't have a company. That's my answer to you guys. It's imperative to us that our customers' hard-earned dollars are taken care of our team members and the communities we all love. As you support us, we have invested millions of dollars in the veteran causes, good. Emergency response, good. Animal shelters, better. State fairs, you're getting there. Rodeos, oh yeah, and farmers markets. I love the veterans though. That's a great, great point, folks. Huh? And so they said, we're going forward, we will ensure activities and giving tied directly to our business. This means we'll no longer submit data to the Human Rights Campaign. Huh. Refocus our team member engagement groups on mentoring, networking, and supporting the business. Wait a minute, here we go. Further focus on rural America's priorities, including education, animal welfare, veteran causes, and being a good neighbor. Stop sponsoring non-business activities like pride festivals and voting campaigns. We're going to eliminate DEI roles and retire our current DEI goals while still ensuring a respectful environment. Well, we're going to be respectful, but we're not going to push it, you know. We're going to withdraw our carbon emission goals and focus on our land and water conservation efforts. How about that? Do you see, folks, when we all come together and we make our complaints known, it has an effect. They must have gotten bombarded because they put a stop to it all. And, of course, that leads perfectly to Laura Logan giving us news on information on why we need to continue to fight, no matter what the cause, right, for our country.
You caught my attention today when we were at the horse arena, and I told you you're going to be disappointed in my knowledge because I've turned it off and I've blocked it out, and I'm not listening to much. Mm-hmm. So you got through to me a little bit with your message, and that message was?
Yeah.
So I'll skip that little message, but she basically said you are a cat. How about that?
And why do you say that?
I'm just kidding.
No, that's
okay. Okay, the reason I say that is because think about what I just said. This isn't a war for your mind. Mm-hmm. This is a battle for the mind of every person in America. So when you check out, when you say, okay, this is too much, this is too overwhelming, it's too depressing, it's too hard to sit and listen to all of this, so you remove yourself from the battlefield,
right?
Which is the same as taking a knee. You just quit. That's what you did. You took yourself out of the fight. And so that means you're one less person they have to worry about. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is definitely motivating people. I think a lot of people who thought, I don't have to worry about the election because, you know, of this, this, and this. Now they're realizing, wait a minute, these guys are serious.
Right.
Like, they're actually going to put a former president in jail.
Right.
I mean, that's the intention here. Trump doesn't speak like them. He doesn't lie to us the way they do.
Right.
People say, oh, but Trump's the biggest liar in history. But he does what he says he's going to do. And they know the difference, right? They know that black unemployment was the highest it had ever been. Hispanic unemployment, I mean, not unemployment, employment, were the highest numbers it had ever been. All the programs that Trump was doing for black-owned businesses and black universities and all the rest of it, they know because they were physically benefiting from it. So you're reading every day in your New York Times or, you know, watching on the evening news or when you get your phone and you open it up, you're reading about what a racist he is. But that narrative was false. And so what happens is the lie crumbles. Lies need legs, right, to prop them up. because they're not true. So you got to tell another lie, another lie. I mean, you know, right? You ever cheated on your wife? What do you have to do to keep the lie going? You got to tell another lie, and another lie, because it just keeps crumbling. Because when it's under scrutiny, it doesn't hold up, because what you're saying is not true. You're hiding something and you're pushing a narrative that's false. They don't sustain over time. So that's why you have organizations like MAGA Black right now, led by Pastor Leon Benjamin. You know, it drove me out of my mind when I saw Trump go in front of that church in 2020, because and held up the Bible and spoke to people, and they were like, oh, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. No, they burned down 22 churches in Washington, D.C. in the last couple of weeks before he did that. They burned down 22 churches. Where were the churches? Where were the pastors? Where are the voices of the congregation? Silent. So all of these people are now realizing that the price of silence is your freedom. Whether you're from the left or the right, or you're a libertarian or a centrist, whatever you want to call yourself, the price of silence is your freedom.
And the price of silence is your freedom. As I was listening to her, this actually popped up on my X files. I guess you call it X files. This is David Dorn. He was a police captain that was murdered by a Black Lives Matter rioter. I remember the video playing out of this, folks. Remember those riots? He didn't get dozens of statues. His family didn't receive $37 million. He didn't get thousands of murals. He is the one who should be idolized, not George Floyd, who is a criminal. Where is his justice? You see, when we're not out there pushing this information out, like thank you, Rachel, for showing this and reminding us, then we'll just go along with their narrative they continue to push. We have to continue to fight and move forward. President Trump's been moving forward, of course, in the debate, reminding us about the support of America.
And he caused the inflation. He's blaming inflation, and he's right. It's been very bad. He caused the inflation, and it's killing Black families and Hispanic families and just about everybody. It's killing people. They can't buy groceries anymore. They can't. You look at the cost of food, where it's doubled and tripled and quadrupled. They can't live. They're not living anymore. He caused this inflation. I gave him a country with essentially no inflation. It was perfect. It was so good. All he had to do is leave it alone. He destroyed it with his Green New Scam and all this money that's being thrown out the window. He caused inflation. As sure as you're sitting there, the fact is that his big kill on the Black people is the millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border. They're taking Black jobs now, and it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people. They're taking Black jobs, and they're taking Hispanic jobs, and you haven't seen it yet, but you're going to see something that's going to be the worst in our history.
How about that, huh? All this money talk and more.
Nobody's ever created an economy like us. Nobody ever cut taxes like us. He's the only one I know. He wants to raise your taxes by four times. He wants to raise everybody's taxes by four times. He wants the Trump tax cuts to expire. So everybody, including the two of you, are going to pay four to five times. Nobody ever heard of this before. All my life, I'd grow up and I'd see politicians talking about cutting taxes. When we cut taxes, as I said, we did more business. Apple and all these companies, they were bringing money back into our country. The worst president in history by far, and everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it. Of course, all of this money talk came up once again as we're going to air another interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott this Sunday, June 30th. And we got into the testimony of Dr. Elliott, how he got into helping folks with their money and precious metals and more. We get into Article 1, Section 10, gold and silver as money. In our Constitution, four major banks are facing U.S. scrutiny. It's quite amazing what's been happening. With these updates, you have the opportunity to listen in and catch what's going on, and it's designed to help you. And you can reach out to them, amweknow.com/gold. You know that. I want you to hear a clip about what's coming.
Imagine what they could do, what a president could do to say, hey, you know, China, Russia, we kind of made a mistake with spending too much money over the last 40 years, and we're going to make a change, and we want our reserve currency status back. They're going to say, dude, go pound sand. It's like, we're keeping it. We got it now. We've been fighting for this for decades, and it's now ours.
Yeah.
So, and they can say that because they're about 70, they're pushing to be 70% of the world's population in that trade block.
Right.
They control the cards. And this is where we, this goes back to the conversation that you and I had off air about pride, right? It's like pride causes bad things to happen in people's lives. The pride of America to think we are going to keep our financial status as the world's reserve currency forever is a stupid notion when you live an unbiblical life and you print money like there's no tomorrow on a debt-based system. The Bible is clear. A borrower is a slave to the lender, and we just became a slave to the rest of the world because of all of our debt. And so we then have to figure out with Holy Spirit-empowered wisdom, it's like, how do we navigate through this?
How do we navigate through this? And so, of course, many of us are hoping and praying that somehow there's a plan put together to get our money back to gold-backed currency and more. And many have been sharing that throughout, you know, different forms. They come up with names for it or whatever. And so we have to stay in prayer and hope and pray that our biblical lifestyle of America will come back, that we'll bring the Bible back, bring prayer back, in through many areas, including our schools and our children, and so much more. And so I wanted to share this with you. Ukraine bio update. There's a new report from the Russian military alleging that the Pentagon relocated their bioweapon operation to Africa due to Russia's liberation of the labs in Ukraine. Remember, they went into the 46 bio labs that America had set up in Ukraine, of course, under Pelosi, Biden, John Kerry, and others, their family members. Kirillov alleges that Biden owned Meta Biota and other intermediary NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are running cover for the U.S. State Department and DOD, posing as humanitarian operation to conceal their true objective of pathogen production for Big Pharma. That's right. And so Kirillov, I'm going to play some of this and read as he's talking. Here we go. Provocations of a biological nature with the aim of blaming the Russian Federation due to the fact that we managed to stop the implementation of military biological programs in liberated territories of Ukraine, the Pentagon is forced to transfer unfinished research within the framework of Ukrainian projects to other regions. Currently, is in the area of Africa. We have already noted the activities of key Pentagon contractors on the African continent in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Uganda, and South Africa. Customers from the U.S. government include the U.S., Department of Defense Threat Reduction Office, DITRA, and the State Department to conceal the purposes of the research. And so anyway, Washington hired third parties, and he continues on. So Kirillov points out that also keep in mind the founder of Biden-owned Meta Biota is Ghislaine Maxwell and Clinton affiliate. Remember, these owners are the ones that have been pointing out to us for years, folks, as we've been learning the truth, and the virologist Nathan Wolf. Later in the briefing, Kirillov alleges that U.S. are planning to spread disease via migratory birds. This comes after Kirillov previously alleged that the U.S. planned to manufacture another pandemic for the 2024 election like they did in 2020. Bird flu comes to mind, right? They're going to use another pandemic to try to ensure that they have another win. And that's why I read to you earlier, the next batter coming, why did they hold on to her? How can you sneak her in? And then how do you make sure that there's a victory this time if she didn't win before? And that's why a lot of folks are pointing out maybe Hillary herself is coming back. And so in this, the Tucker Carlson actually had a chance to go to, I believe, Australia, and he had a discussion. I'm going to show you a couple of clips from him, three clips probably if I have time, where he destroys a media person in a perfect way. But first, I wanted to go to this clip where he talks about our electronic voting system and how corrupt it is.
And as to the question of the election, you know, I'm very concerned. very, very, very concerned. And I don't understand, like, I guess I do understand why the institutional Republican Party in Washington hasn't done more to secure elections. We have this problem of electronic voting machines, which are not more efficient. They don't produce more precise answers than written ballots, and they don't get us the tally quicker than written ballots. So the question is, why do we have them? Okay, that's one area. But the much more significant fact, I would say, is that the way Americans vote was changed completely using the pretext of COVID. And the idea was that Americans were so sick with this killer virus that emerged from a pangolin in a wet market. They were selling mammals in a seafood market for some reason in Wuhan. They were so incapacitated they couldn't actually make it to the polls. And so they needed to have their ballots anonymously picked up in these drop boxes without using voter ID. And then nothing to do with voter fraud at all. It was purely a medical response. Well, now COVID is, of course, still around. It hasn't gone anywhere. Once Fauci created it, it's going to be here forever. But we're not worried about COVID anymore for some reason. And but the voting changes remain in place. And it's very clear to me that the point of them was to abet voter fraud, obviously. And I don't think that you – okay, that's fine. There's voter fraud around the world. But you can't simultaneously claim that you're here to defend democracy and abet voter fraud at the same time, because voter fraud undermines democracy very obviously more than anything else, right? If people can't trust election outcomes, you don't have a democracy. And Americans can. And I'm very distressed about it. And I don't really know – but there seems to be no appetite to do anything about it. I mean, one of the things, you know, and I won't go on, it's the last thing I'll say, but the question of voter ID is not a question in most civilized countries. France, for example. You don't have an ID, you can't vote. Because how do we know who you are? And we take elections seriously. Even in France, primitive, stinky France takes elections so much more seriously than we do. It's shameful to me as an American. And so, but we were told you can't do that because African Americans just don't have IDs. Really? Is there evidence for that? So in my country, you can't do anything without a government ID. You can't cash a check. You can't have a bank account. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes. You can't check into a hotel. You can't get on an airplane. You can't get on a Greyhound bus. You can't do anything without a government-issued ID. Of course, you can't drive a car. And so some enterprising independent journalist went out and tried to get the numbers on this. And it turns out nobody doesn't have a government ID. If you don't have a government ID in the United States, that means you can have no contact with government. You get nothing from government. You don't exist in the eyes of the government without a government ID. So the adult population of Americans of any color who don't have government-issued IDs is like approximately zero, okay? It's like someone in a nursing home. And yet nobody in the media noted this. And to this day, we don't have voter ID laws in state after state because it's considered racist. And it's yet another example of the way that ruthless people with, I think, evil intent leverage the inherent decency of the citizens of our country to get their way. If they said, we're just going to commit voter fraud, and if you don't like it, we're going to shoot you, the people of the United States would rise up as one and put them down. But instead, they say, you're a bad person if you ask questions. You're a racist. Well, no decent person wants to be a racist, including me. That's awful. I think God created every person with identical moral value. Identical. We are all creations. That's my view. So racism is like abhorrent to me. So if, I don't want to be called racist, and neither is anyone else in my sweet country.
How about that, huh? It's amazing, you know, as I watch him and he gives these speeches, I notice he doesn't look down at notes. He just, from the top of his head, he's able to just talk openly. So he's been through an awful lot through the years. I'm going to show you his takedown of the mainstream media in a moment, but I wanted to show you this right here. Remember we were talking about why would you sneak one in and not have Hillary on the debate stage this time early, right? You'd have to kind of wait and not put her up there because this is the kind of thing that would happen. She'd get destroyed again in front of everybody, and of course she'd lose again.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
You guys remember that? They had the audience. They went crazy because it was a great takedown. One of the greatest ever, and we know that they can't prop her up in front of Trump, or it would just be another destruction, and they'd say, hey, how in the world did she win? How did she win? Because she was taken down. Well, can't afford that. We got to sneak her in, rig the election, get her in into that White House so we can continue to cause chaos and take this nation down like they had their 16-year plan to take down America with Obama first and then, of course, Hillary. And so anyway, they always work with the media, hand in hand, right? They being the Democrats and the rhinos. and others. They're trained well. And Tucker knows this. And so watch what happens when somebody from the media tries to imply that Tucker's a racist.
Hi, Tucker. Thank you so much for your address today. So you talked a little bit about immigration, and in the past you've talked about how white Australians, Americans, Europeans are being replaced by non-white immigrants in what is often referred to as the Great Replacement Theory. This is the same...
Have I said that whites are being replaced?
Well...
I don't think I said that.
Well, it's been mentioned on your show 4,000 times. And
really? When did I say that?
On your show.
I said whites are being replaced?
You have said that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I would challenge you to cite that because I'm pretty sure I haven't said that. I said native-born Americans are being replaced, including blacks.
Native-born Americans.
Native-born Americans. And Americans who've, like, black Americans have been, African Americans have been in the United States for, in many cases, their families over 400 years. And their concerns are every bit as real and valid and alive to me as the concerns of white people whose families have been there 400 years. So I've never said that whites are being replaced. Not one time. And
I
you can't cite
that's
it.
Untrue.
So, we just met, but when our relationship starts with a lie, it makes it tough to be friends. So
well,
let's,
I mean, you've been lying
let's
about
pull
my
that back. I'm happy
colleague,
to explain
Bill
what
Morgan
I do think.
So.
Well, you actually can't cite it because I didn't say it and I don't believe it. And I'm telling you that to your face. So why don't you just accept me at face value? My concern is that the people who are born in the country are the main responsibility of its leaders. And as noted earlier, when those leaders shift their concern from the people whose responsibility it is to take care of, to people around the world, to put their priorities above that of their own citizens, that's immoral. And they are being replaced in my country, people who are born in the United States. And the birth rate tells the whole story. They are not at replacement rate. And so the U.S. population is growing because we're importing people from other countries. And my view is that happy people have children, and a functioning economy allows them to do that. And we don't have that. And so you need to fix the economy and fix the culture and make it so that people who want to have kids can. You don't just go for the quick sugar fix of importing new people. Like, that's my position. And if you think that's racist, that's your problem.
I never called you a racist.
But of course you are suggesting. And I must say, one of the reasons people don't like people like you in the media is that you never say exactly what you mean. Your slurs are all by implication. And you're about to tell me the Great Replacement Theory is racist or anti-Semitic, whatever. I've said what I've said to you right now like 100 times in public. I hope to, if I live long enough, say it 100 more times. I think it's completely honest and real, not racist or scary. It's factually true. It's not a theory. It's a fact. And the whole point of your question was to be like, you're a scary racist.
Well, I haven't
and
actually
my response
my question.
Is, no, I'm not. Okay, well, how about no more lying in your questions, and then I'll answer it.
Okay, well... this is the same theory, or as you say, idea, that has inspired the New York Buffalo shooting where 11
God,
Americans were killed.
Oh, God, come on.
Two
you know what I mean?
Americans were killed. Like, but it's also
okay,
inspired...
It's
inspired the worst... one of the worst Australian guns of all time.
How do they get
time
people
to
this stupid in the media? I guess it doesn't pay well. Look, I'm sorry. I've lived among people like you for too long, and I don't mean to call you stupid. Maybe you're just pretending to be, but I've never... I'm totally against violence. I'm totally against the war in Ukraine, for example, which doubtless you support, and like all dutiful liberals support more carnage. I don't. I hate mass shootings, actually. Nothing I said, what does it mean to inspire something? My views are not bigoted against any group. They're honest. They're factual. That's not hate. That's reality. And my views derive from my deep concern for Americans, actually. Americans aren't having kids because they can't afford to. And nobody in charge cares. And so that's my position. That doesn't inspire mass shootings. How dare you try to tie me to some lunatic who murdered people? How dare you, actually? And in fact, I mean, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, you know, Hitler wore those shoes. A lot of people are saying that you're like Hitler. Can you explain those shoes? Hitler wore exactly the same shoes. And you're like, I've got nothing to do with Hitler. Well, that's how I feel about your absurd, disingenuous question.
Right. So therefore you support gun control?
What? I thought it couldn't get dumber, but it did. No, I don't support disarming law-abiding people so they can't defend themselves. So the government has a monopoly on violence? I don't think so. First of all, in my country, that's illegal, as you know. But moreover, it should be illegal in every country. A sovereign person has the right to defend himself and his family. Period. And that said, I'm totally opposed to harming anyone. Have you been calling? Are you concerned about the war in Ukraine and the countless innocents being murdered there every single day? I doubt you are. Probably Putin bad. I am. I'm a Christian. I hate violence. I hate mass shootings. I have guns at home and often on my person when I'm in the United States, I'm proud to say, because I want to defend myself and those I love against violence. That's the point. I'm not perpetrating crimes. I'm not shooting strangers. I'm defending what I love. And if you're against that, I guess I would ask why. Why would you be against that?
Well, so you don't think you harbor any kind of responsibility for these hate crimes?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be charitable. I was like, maybe you're just pretending to be dumb. Now I don't think it's an act.
Oh, wow. I thought you guys get a kick out of that, that whole takedown of the media. It's just so sad. As all this plays out, and he has to explain why he's, you know, protecting his rights to own a gun and freedom of speech and so much more, and exposing the media at the same time. And we're hoping someday that Australia will be able to get their laws back and get their rights to have guns back again someday, because we know what the what's going on in that country, especially since they took their guns away, how terrible it's been for them. What a nightmare. So we have to keep all our friends there in Australia in our prayers as they continue to deal with this. And our some good news as we close out today would be this from Oklahoma. Oklahoma State Superintendent says the Bible and the Ten Commandments are foundational for Western civilization. Let's play this clip.
Today, regarding the Bible and the Ten Commandments, my staff has been looking at Oklahoma statute. We've been looking at Oklahoma academic standards. And it's crystal clear to us that in the Oklahoma academic standards, under Title 70, multiple occasions, the Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have a complete understanding of Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system. And it's frankly, we're talking about the Bible, one of the most foundational documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country. We also find major points in history that refer to the Bible, that reference the Bible. We see multiple figures, whether we're talking about the Federalist Papers, constitutional conventional arguments, and Martin Luther King Jr., who use it as a tremendous impetus for the civil rights movement and tie many of those arguments back to the Bible. It is essential that our kids have an understanding of the Bible and its historical context. So we will be issuing a memo today that every school district will adhere to, which is that every teacher, every classroom in the state will have a Bible in the classroom and will be teaching from the Bible in the classroom, to ensure that this historical understanding is there for every student in the state of Oklahoma in accordance with our academic standards and state law.
How about that? You see that coming? You see how things can turn around for us quickly, especially state by state and so much more? It's absolutely phenomenal. And it takes me to the end of this video today as a reminder, since we started with the debate and President Trump and more, it's just to remind us that we do not worship President Trump. We do not worship politicians. We do not put our hope in them. We put our hope in our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Without Him, we can do nothing, and that's how we hold all of this. If you read our Constitution, you read much of what our founding fathers put together, regardless of how many of you guys have watched videos showing that most of them are Freemasons and all the other stuff that comes out with that. We still have biblical values that were instilled in our country, regardless of how it was formed or put together. I think we have our nation, the protections put together were by Almighty God, regardless of how men in their sinful states had it put together. I believe God Almighty ensured it was put together properly. But one of those that will remind us who's in charge would be the one that we talked about today, President Trump.
Somebody said to me the other day, "You're the most famous person in the world by far." I said, "No, I'm not. No, I'm not." They said, "Yes, you are." I said, "No." They said, "Who's more famous?" I said, "Jesus Christ." chances. I'm not going to have an argument. Hey, I'm not having any arguments.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for just an amazing week. Amazing time to be alive, to see each day as we watch our country come to life. As we watch those that are wondering what's been going on to their paychecks, to their lives, to the darkness that seemed to be pervading in our lives through movies and through theater and through music and so much more. You've brought us down to what I would call the pig's pit. And we're tired and we're lonely and we're running back to the source, our Heavenly Father. And some of us are standing there at the top of the hill wondering if you'd even let us back in. We have the picture of the prodigal son as the father grabs his pants, his garments, and pulls them up so he can run to his son. A picture of all of us as you run back to us in joy as we return to you, as we speak to you, and we ask for forgiveness. And we ask for guidance and direction in your home, through your word. What a mighty God we serve. And we know that these plans are being put together by the enemy are not going to prevail. We know that in the end that you will win and it will be something astonishing and we will give you the honor, praise, and glory that you deserve. We ask for continued protection over our lives, over those that are on the front lines, our veterans, all those affected by this nightmare we continue to live under called Biden and more. And we ask that you would just please guard and protect our lives. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Yeshua, amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your time, your love, your support, and so much more. Please hit that subscribe button and follow button if you would, and the like button and share and so much more. We really appreciate that. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's hard to believe we're almost into the month of July, halfway there, right? And it's just been one roller coaster after another. But man, so enjoyable for so many, right? It's been good. It's been good. So have a good one. This is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.